Welcome to LOA Today. I'm Walt Thiessen here with life coaches Linda Armstrong and Rita Gigante. Today is another day of Daily Dose of Happy. I just screwed it up again, but that's all right. We're so happy that you decided to join us again today. We are in the midst of preparing for a special Thanksgiving show that we're putting together. And so I'm making it a point to let listeners know that we want to include you, if you're interested, in this collection of, it's sort of like a rampage for appreciation that we're putting together for Thanksgiving. All my co-hosts are doing it. I'm doing it. We've already had some listeners agree to do it. And if you'd like to contribute to it, it's really easy to do. We've set up a little thing at a service called Video Age, I think it is, but you don't have to know that. All you have to do is go to loatoday.net/gratitude, and it will take you right to the spot. You can use your phone. It'll hook you right in, and you can just record and tell us, you know, 3 to 5 things that you're grateful for. And we will include it in the video that we're putting together for that day. Video and audio, obviously, because obviously most of our listeners are audio listeners on podcast. But, you know, please become a part of it. And we've already had people who are contributing to it, which is great. We want to have more and more. So join us. Be a part of it. Express the gratitude. In fact, ladies, the other day when I was having Cindy record hers, she pointed out, wouldn't it be great if we found that not only it was really great to have all these people at one time expressing gratitude, but it turned out to be something that you wanted to play over and over again, something that goes beyond Thanksgiving, right? Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah. That would be. It should be a daily thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And say for someone who doesn't know, like, I don't know what I'm grateful for. They can't even figure it out. To hear so many people's different things they say about being what they're grateful for might be helpful.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It kind of primes the pump, so to speak. Get your thoughts going a bit. Yeah, it's true. So good stuff. And we, of course, have some questions for Rita and Linda to try to delve deep into the spirit world to get some answers for. So we'll go to those interspersed throughout the day. But I want to just kind of emphasize what the overall topic is for the week, which is gratitude. It's about appreciation. And I know I've talked about this a little bit in the past. I'm curious what you guys think about it. It's a kind of a minor point, but some people say, well, appreciation is a little bit higher vibe than vibration of a vibration than gratitude is. And I've thought that way for the longest time, but I've also thought they're pretty close to each other. Do you guys see a difference? I mean, is there an appreciable difference in your minds?
I don't see any difference.
Either. No.
Yeah, I don't see any difference. As a matter of fact, something very cool happened. Just to let you guys, people may appreciate hearing this. I did a meditation Wednesday night, and it was a gratitude meditation. Hmm. And like 11 people on with me, and it was by far the most interesting energy that was coming through, because what spirit had me do was have everybody lie back like in a recliner chair filled with feathers, you know, so they would feel like really like light or held up or, you know, supported. And then they had their guardian angels work on their feet, their heart, and their crown chakra. And then when they were done, they expressed how grateful they were to the ones that were on the meditation, saying that we are so grateful that you are the light bringers to the earth, because we are in such need of this now. And each and every one of you bring the light in such a unique way. And, you know, the vibration was so high that there was this humming noise in the background that nobody could figure out. I couldn't hear it. Everybody else could. And yet everybody was on mute. So we couldn't understand what was happening. But the key part was spirit was thanking them, like us, and nobody expected that. And some of them didn't even feel worthy of that.
Oh.
And so it was an incredible, it was kind of an incredible, you know, I don't know how to even put it, but it's like spirit, I don't think people think that they're grateful for us, that we should only be grateful to them or to things around us or, but it, that's, you know, spirit was just saying that that is to show you we are all one. We are expressing exactly what you're expressing. And so, it was very different. It's not something I've ever experienced in one of my meditations.
That's
so,
pretty wild. Yeah.
I wanted to share that to, tell people, like, you know, if you have that feeling of unworthiness that you don't think that spirit should be in gratitude to you, you know, you need to look at that and know that there's just no truth in that, you know.
I've heard on numerous occasions from a variety of people in this broad field that we're in that spirit not only appreciates, but there are many aspects of spirit or strands or however you want to describe it that are in awe of those of us who come into the physical world. That it's actually a little bit scary to take the dive, and they're just blown away that we're doing it with such gusto. And I'm wondering, have you ever gotten any kind of a sense from that? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Because this is probably one of the hardest places to come to and to learn. I don't know what else. I know that there are places like Earth that are of a higher vibration already. So people are living in harmony, you know, but they look like us. They look human. They have jobs and they have this and they have that. They're just living in a different vibration. So to come here, it's enormous because this is probably one, if not the hardest place to learn our lessons. So
that's wild. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really something. It almost makes it feel worthwhile when we're feeling down to know that. I mean,
we know it when we're up there. We're all like gung ho, and then we get that amnesia and we go, what the fuck? You know?
Yeah. And for those people who think they're going through a really hard time, and they need to look at how strong they are for choosing, and a lot of people don't want to hear they chose it, but for choosing that journey. Like, how strong do you have to be to go through something so difficult, right?
Especially in this time, like what we're experiencing right now that has never been before. This is like unbelievably, you know, I mean, I'm in gratitude for that to be able to be a part of this because it's huge. And yet, you know, it's very scary at the same time because we're experiencing so many different energies and shifts and changes and, you know, things by the millisecond, like we're at the speed of light almost.
It's 2020, right? So it makes
That's
sense.
Right.
We're like, it's like the truth is coming up for everybody to see, and whatever that is, mm-hmm. you know,
right?
For everybody in there, even in their small little space or in the collective, you know?
People just have to understand that as they're moving through this and they're transforming to the higher states and stuff is coming up for them, it's very normal for stuff to come up and out that no longer serves you, and not to judge themselves for it. It just needs to happen. You know, it's the only way it needs to be released. So however it gets released, you know, just be grateful that it is getting released so that you can be at a higher vibration.
You know, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
When you were talking about in the meditation, they were sitting in a chair full of feathers.
Yeah.
Today with the client, I chose to go through more of a meditation route for whatever it was I was working with her on. And I've never had it come this way before, but the guidance was to feel herself floating like a feather, right? But normally you see feathers float to the ground. But this was her rising and going through all the different dimensions and planes of existence as this feather, but going up, which was really cool. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then look at me and Rita. We both got these big white fluffies on.
Yeah, I feel like There's going to be wings spread any second now.
Did you guys coordinate today? What happened? I don't understand. Did I not get the memo?
No, I went into my closet and Spirit goes, that one. I said, okay.
That's how it works.
Yeah. And normally, normally I get like OCD with stuff like that. Like, oh, which one feels right or this or that. Today, Spirit was like, that one. I was like, okay. It's like wings. It's like having wings, you know?
Yeah.
It's very, like fluffy.
So, it looks that way too. I mean, it has a very fluffy look on the screen. Yeah.
Oh, and it's so warm. It's so warm, and I'm that person that needs to be warm. So, yeah, I can't. My wife is like ripping, you know, like we got fans going, air conditioners on. You know, I got like tons of blankets on top of me. So,
okay,
it's all good.
Funny, though.
It's all good. But they did want me to bring up the higher heart chakra. If you guys still want to talk about that, unless you want to bring in a question first.
No, let's start with that. We can go to the questions, but let's do this first. Let's set a groundwork.
Okay. So they want me to. They gave me something here to read. Just as a couple of notes here before I read it. It's the higher heart is between your heart chakra and your throat chakra. So it lands right about here. Okay. And it's connected to your immune system and your lymphatic system. Okay. The color of it is aquamarine for those who follow the chakra colors. So the color of it is aquamarine. It helps lower the blood pressure. It helps people with irritability and sleeplessness because there's a lot of people having an issue with sleep right now. I'm noticing. And if you want to use a fragrance for it, like an essential oil, frankincense, lavender, and grapefruit connect to this chakra. Okay. Some people like to use stones, so turquoise, blue tourmaline. These are bloodstone, I think, is one of them. That's also, you know, everybody's got a different way that they connect to a chakra. And the affirmation for it is, I accept. I accept. Okay? All right. So
I want to add, too, that is also associated with the thymus because it's right in that area of the thymus gland. Which is a very intuitive area of ours that kind of shuts down when we go through like puberty in 12 or so. And they say that supposedly it pretty much disappears by the time you're in your 70s.
Yeah.
So you want to feed that light. Like, oh,
want to activate it and feed it. Absolutely. They were going to go through the thymus as I read it here, but thank you. That was perfect. And that it's like, the thyroid is affected by the throat chakra. The thymus is affected by the higher heart. So I want to just be clear and let people know it's completely different from the heart chakra. Okay. And it does different things. So, it says the higher heart chakra is called the etheric heart, which is the area where intent originates. Some books refer to this area as the thymus chakra, which Linda said, and it's how you speak from your heart through your intention or where your intent originates from, okay? This is the important area of the body because its energy is extremely helpful to anyone who wants to ensure that the way they communicate is with compassion towards others. The spoken word resonates here, and the use of sound resonates from here within the etheric body and creates a powerful healing effect. I really feel after I read this, I'm like, well, this must be what the angels sound like in spirit when they, and maybe even in some people down here that they can, their voices or their songs or something come from that area. It just feels like it's, you know, that kind of vibration. Okay. So we said it's located in the upper chest, just above the right of the heart chakra between the heart and the throat. The chakra is associated with the thymus gland, one of the earliest glands that develop in the fetus while in the womb. This gland is related to the immune system and has within it the patterning for your DNA and your karmic design for this lifetime, including past life information. It is about selfless spiritual love for the great divine spirit. The chakra meaning is all about the concept of divine love in a transcendent spiritual sense. It goes beyond physical love. Like, it goes beyond the love you may have for your wife or your husband or your children. It's just different. It's not that same, not that same love. It's beyond that. It's probably, I don't know if any, I want to say, I think I maybe might have experienced it when I had the laying on of the hands. But I'm, you know, not even 100% sure. The meaning of the higher heart chakra, also called the thymic. Hold on, somebody's calling me. relates to the feelings of divine love, compassion, forgiveness, and the release of fear. The chakra relates to Christ consciousness and the bridge between your emotions and your intellect. This chakra location creates a strong sound healing effect in the etheric body and aids in communication. Okay. Let me just see. They're moving me around. So if you rub this point, you will notice it feels slightly sore. It is the point used by EFT practitioners when they are doing meridian tapping, and they may call it the sore point. As if you rub it hard, it can hurt a little bit. The benefits of a healthy heart chakra, higher heart chakra. Let's see. This chakra begins to open up and its energy expands. The higher heart chakra governs the immune system and its vibrations helps during infections, especially the flu. Its energy aids the thyroid gland and throat just above it, helps to improve the general well-being of the physical body, heals tumors. Again, works with people who have high blood pressure. This energy from this chakra may flow up into the throat where it may aid with communication and loss of voice. And this helps, like what I said before, how things are coming up and out now that need, that you don't, doesn't serve you anymore. When you open up this higher heart, it helps you to express those feelings without feeling bad about it. Okay.
What was it you said about the loss of voice? Can you say that part again?
Sure. Let's see here.
It's what you were just reading through.
Energy from this chakra may flow up into the throat chakra where it may aid with communication and loss of voice. This may be especially valuable if you have not been expressing ideas about issues that it is now time to let go of. By voicing your true feelings, you may heal ongoing problems within the throat and above it. As the energy flows to and from the chakra to the head, it may help to relieve headaches. Okay. Mm. As you begin to work more with the higher heart chakra, stones and crystals that stimulate this area, you may find that you are open to express your love more freely. You're not afraid to express it. All right. Let's see. So people, you'll notice people who aren't really huggy or touchy or anything, all of a sudden when they open up that chakra, they want, like, they want to hug everybody. You know, they become more demonstrative in those, in that way. As people open up this chakra, they will begin to live their life more in line with what their higher self desires. This relates to what you planned before you came here to this earth. If you have wondered what your life purpose is, working with this energy of the thymus chakra may aid you to find out exactly what this is. The spirit explained that it's been sorely neglected in the past that people have only used really the seven major chakras. And that's the truth. Even I want to say guilty of that. Like I knew of the higher heart. I've activated it before, but I forgot to use it when I was working with people. So this just enhances now anyone who works with the chakras or not with the chakras. It doesn't matter. You can just open up that area if you wanted to. So they're saying it's imperative at this point, because of what's happening on the earth, that people begin to open up this chakra to bring in more compassion, more love, more forgiveness, more understanding, more tolerance, because we're still going to go through some tumultuous stuff, and we want to go through it with that open heart so that we don't – so if we went through it being angry and upset and, you know, voicing negativity, it's going to make it a lot harder to heal and our vibrations to be higher. So they're saying it's imperative that we now work with this chakra.
You know, I wonder, because I can think of two clients that I have that mm-hmm. Have gone through like kind of a quick awakening where it's so much change and like they think they're going crazy.
Right.
But what they have in common too is that they're very, very sensitive, like crying, not even knowing why. So like I was feeling like maybe they're just tapping into that such a high vibration. So it's a joyful thing that you don't even understand it, but it's coming through in tears. Is there anything around that?
Yes, that is for some, they're saying, but not for all. Some are crying. Some are crying because they're releasing grief. Either from past lives or this lifetime, an energy that has not been addressed, whether they've been abused in some way, shape, or form, neglected. So can it be what you're saying? 100% Spirit says, because sometimes when that heart opens and they get this flood of joy that comes in, they can't handle it. So they, you know, they begin to cry because they're happy. You know, it just depends on the individual and what they're experiencing at that time. So
I want to share a couple things from the live stream. First of all, going back to what we were talking about earlier about gratitude, Janine jumped in by saying that she's so grateful for the show. So thank you for that, Janine. Aww. And Jenny jumped on and basically said the same thing. She says, I'm grateful for the show, too, and for you, Walt, Linda, Rita, and all the hosts who give so generously of your time and experience. So piggybacking on that. And then Jeffrey has a question about what you were just reading about the higher heart chakra. He
sure.
says, is it possible for the chakra to be overactive?
Yes, it is. It's so interesting that he said that. It is. And I want to tell you that if I go to something, you guys can still hear me, even though you won't be able to see me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That'll work.
Because I'm going to tell you exactly what it says here. Where they brought, it's so funny because they brought this to me right before we started. So when it's overactive, you tap into other. Hold on, Ghoul, I lost it. Hold on.
Technology is our friend, but it can also be frustrating.
Yeah. When it's overactive, you tap into others' dreams and experience them as your own. Also feeling the victim, loss of boundaries, and accepting unacceptable behavior. That's if it's overactive. If it's okay. Underactive, if it's the opposite, underactive, so it's an inability to express emotion, mm-hmm. Lack of compassion and self-acceptance, overprotective, angry, and greedy.
Okay. And then he also followed up. He said, I'll bet this is where songs like to live.
I swear. I really feel like he's right because that's what I felt that the angels would sound like.
Really?
Because when I was doing this meditation, it wasn't just their guardian angels that were working on them. There were thousands of angels standing around witnessing what was happening. And I really feel like that might have been the humming that was coming through that everybody could hear, but only I couldn't. And because everybody described it exactly the same way that it sounded, but it had nothing to do with background noise or anything like that because everybody was on mute. So that was really the only explanation I had.
Very interesting. Okay. Also interesting how this, everything that was in that list, you have an extensive list that this chakra interacts with and plays a direct role in. The ones that really jumped out at me were intention. So literally every time that we are trying to manifest something, we're trying to do that by placing an intention out, or actually internally, and then it manifests through without. But also that it's where we release, which means any kind of a block that we're dealing with also has to release through here. So, I mean, this is a pretty active piece of what we do as conscious creators, this one center.
Yeah. And like Spirit says, we don't use it enough. We don't pay attention to it enough, and we need to. Because again, you know, it is directly connected to Christ consciousness. Whether you believe in Christ or not, it's the consciousness that we're talking about. It's the love. Call it love consciousness then, right? When you tap into that, it's, you know, it's the ultimate way to be able to connect to the collective in a positive way, as far as chakras go. Now, there are chakras above the seventh. I've heard of even, you know, up to the 12th, and sometimes people even refer to the 16 chakras that go even above. We're talking about different planes of or accesses of consciousness when we talk about those, and it's different than this higher heart, okay? Because humans have it. It's in, you know, it's part of the chakra system, and we're able to use it as a healing tool. You know what I'm saying? So okay. It's huge. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
able to get to it today before Thanksgiving because I think it might help some people.
Yeah, this is good.
You know what I want to add just a little bit to that too, just from an experience I had today when I was talking about the feather and it was going up.
Yeah.
Then we wound up in this, you know, it took me to this place, you know, up in the, you know, out there, put it that way. And I'm telling you, there were hundreds of angels around this healing that was going on. So now here she says 100 angels. I think that it's really for us to know because it's coming up. I see it in Rita's last day or two and in my own. We all have hundreds of angels around us right now going through all of this chaos and craziness. And if we can just focus our attention more on that and even play with the idea that we could have all of this support around us, because as we tap into or allow that vibration or allow ourselves to tap into that vibration, then that's what's going to help everything that's going on.
Yeah. Spirit says it's very important to visualize, like close your eyes and visualize the angels surrounding you. And then surrender. You know, you ever play that game with someone where, you know, like a couple of people standing back in and they go, go ahead, just fall. We'll catch you. Right. They want us to practice that. Just allow just surrender, fall, let them catch you. If you do it enough, you begin to understand that things change like that when you surrender. In that millisecond. It changes. So the more you can get used to that surrender instead of being afraid or fighting it, and that's a good way to visualize it, like that, like they just showed it to me, like that game that you used to play with people that, I mean, of course you had those people that just dropped you to the floor because they wanted to be funny about it, but the angels aren't going to do that, you know? Mm-hmm. You're going to feel them carry you. And so that might be a good visual for people to start doing. I'm doing it.
You know what I love? As we're talking about this today, as we're just sharing all this, there are three people that I'm going to be sending the link to the show to, like right off the bat, where this will help them to really get some of the different things that they've been going through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Really good. Wow. I like
that. Yeah, I'm actually going to do a meditation for this as well. You know, an hour meditation with just the higher heart chakra, because I think people really, it can even, you know, I don't know. It's got to be shared though. It's something that has to be shared.
Yeah. Send me a link to that so I can share it.
Oh yeah.
When you set it up, send me a link to that and I'll share it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Send me one too.
Yeah.
Yep. Good stuff. All right. Let's bring in some questions. And I am glad that we established the foundation as I described earlier with that, because I think it laid in perfectly to what the questions are that we're going to be addressing here.
Can I start with one question, though? But maybe finish what you're going to say, though, Walt. I interrupted you.
Well, that's right. I was leading into one of the questions, so feel free. Jump right in.
Because I had this one client today who had this experience with the hundreds of angels and the feather and all that stuff, and there was so much more to it. And she asked me if I could tap into her dad and what her dad would want to tell her, but I was out of time. I had another person coming in, and I couldn't even go there. So I said, you know what? Let me see if I can ask Rita today.
There you go.
What is her name?
Her name is Regina, but she goes by Reggie.
Okay. So what I'm hearing the father is saying is she's on the precipice of tremendous transformation, that she has to allow now for the changes to occur in her. And she has to leave behind any old resentments. I don't know why resentments is the word. To leave behind any old, resentments or anger, because it's stopping her from moving forward, in the life to do what she needs to do. She's a healer in her own right, he's telling me.
Oh, yeah.
She's not fully, using her abilities because of that.
Yeah, and no, she's not using them, not in a conscious way.
Okay. And so she's going to become more aware and conscious of that. And what he's doing is he's kind of signed on to be her sidekick with this. So he's asking if she would begin to speak to him about it, like a conversation like we're having.
Yeah.
Tell her not to worry about, you know, who's listening, or he hears her. She's just to speak. The thoughts and things will come to her, not to worry and not to have any expectation. Just do it.
That is so right on that. I'm going to ask you just one little further thing on that.
Sure.
She's gone through, you know, when she was younger, her parents split and she went through a lot of emotional stuff, and she actually lost hair on the top of her head and has been struggling with that even into her adult years, and that's what she's been wanting to work on. Can you tap into that at all?
It's emotional.
Yeah.
It's emotional. When she releases the resentment and the anger, her hair will start to grow back.
Okay. All right. We had a great healing session today that has all pieces of what you just said wrapped up in it. So this will be perfect for her. Thank you.
Awesome. Yes, of course.
I love it. Now, the next one I've got, when I've read this one for the first time, I actually wrote back saying, I'm not really sure how much Rita's going to be able to help you, because as you'll see in a moment, she didn't give you a whole lot to tap into, but you tell me whether or not you can help this person.
Okay.
She says, hi there. Can you please answer my question addressed to anonymous and not mention me or anything? My mom suggested this and listens to your show, and I don't want her to know it's me. Smiley face. My question is, do I salvage the relationship or do I end the relationship?
Well, first of all, she knows the answer. Second of all, she wouldn't have to ask if she didn't know.
Okay.
And third, they're in different, very different, their time has, their contract has really kind of gone even over where it's been. Do you understand? Like, they added time to the contract, and it feels like it needs to be that's it. No, Spirit said that's it.
That's A lot more than I expected, so that's great. Hopefully that's helpful to her.
Yeah, and I want to just express to her that she has her free will. She can take what I say and throw it out the window. Mm-hmm. It's okay. I'm just, you know, this is what, the minute you said it, that's what came through. So she has to see if that resonates in her higher heart. No pun intended.
What you just said taps into something that somebody else asked us about in a Facebook interaction.
Okay.
She says, I have a question for everyone, and this is going to seem kind of strange, but do you believe in psychic readings? I just got mine today, and I was told about current relationship that she has low self-esteem. I'm not sure who she is dealing with a lot of negativity, and she loves me and is genuine. That work on this relationship will be tough and lots of things that seem astonishing. Even told me that my soulmate will come the least expected and her name starts with either K or C. Please, what are your thoughts on this? I guess that she is a psychic who was giving her this reading.
Okay.
I thought that was an interesting question, so I thought I'd bring it up.
She's asking if psychic readings are real?
I gather that's it. And I think she was kind of questioning the validity of the one that she got.
Oh.
But when she referred to she, was she or he referring to a she coming into the light, into their life?
I'm not sure. It's vague. I can't really tell for sure.
Here's how I would answer that. Whenever I get a psychic reading, let me put it this way. And there's very, very few people that I feel connected to trust like that, right? But whenever I get a psychic reading and something doesn't feel right to me, even if, you know, that's the information that they got, right? Doesn't matter. If it doesn't feel right to me, I'm not taking that information and using it, or because that's my free will not to do that, you see? And what people don't understand too with psychic readings that I need to really, really explain is the minute you have a psychic reading, in the next hour, things can change because you've made a different choice. And so then the reading will change. That's why when people get readings, I tell them, I do a lot of mentoring now. And there's like psychic that's in there with it, but I'm mentoring people to follow their own heart, their own feelings, their own, you know, that kind of thing. I'm giving them whatever spirit gives me, but it's mostly to help them gain access to their own, like what they know to be their truth. And then the rest, yes, some of it that comes in is absolutely true and will stay on course if you don't change anything. There are some, you know, I've been to some that you walk out and you go, what the hell was that? One person I went back in that Bobby went to, I went back in. I said, give me my money back, because I knew they weren't right. Like, they weren't true. They were just spewing shit because they, you know, they put a sign out on the door and, you know, they pretty much told everybody the same thing, you know. But I could read. I was reading that energy. You see, not everybody can read that energy. So, and she did. She gave the money right back and all that. So you have to have discernment within yourself to know. And I know people that go to a psychic once a week. Like, they will go to that same psychic once a week. I don't know what they want to hear or what they think will change or whatever it is, but the, you know, and that person will say, well, that's what they want. So I would be saying to them, if that were me, I would be saying to them, listen, either I need to refer you out or I need to make you understand that I don't feel comfortable taking your money anymore because there's nothing different or new coming, you know, something like that. So you just have to be aware and have discernment of who's working with you.
And I was going to say, I think this high heart conversation is exactly perfect for that.
Yeah.
Tapping into that, right? And that's why it's coming up today too. But I would add one thing, and always, because I've gone to different psychics too. You just you take what feels right, what resonates, and you just know what feels true and what doesn't. But sometimes, and especially if it pushes your buttons, sometimes something they're saying, you just might not be seeing it yet, and it has maybe not totally played out yet. Absolutely. And then you'll find a few weeks later, you're like, holy shit, that's what that psychic was talking about. You know, yeah.
Bobby's had
that happens.
Bobby's had that happen to her years later. It happened.
Wow.
Where they saw something years later that was coming. Nobody saw me coming, but but they saw other things coming in her life that came to pass. And it was, she said, I think she said to me it was a good 10 years.
Wow.
Now she stayed the course. So whatever that psychic saw, Bobby knew that somewhere in her soul and stayed that course.
Right.
Because that could have changed up time.
You mentioned something, Linda, that key to my mind, a little comic that I saw that Joel Elston shared on Facebook, which was, it was comic, obviously. But it shows a card reader from the backside, and you're seeing the client sitting across the table and their cards laid out on the table. And the card reader is saying, he's not the toxic one. You're the toxic one in the relationship. And the client says, can you shuffle the cards again?
Yeah, I don't want to hear that. I love that.
I love it. That's people who say, I'm not taking responsibility for that.
Right.
I'm not the toxic one. Yeah, that's great. I love it.
So, okay, well, let's go to, this is a question from Janine. I'm not sure if this is the Janine who's tuned in on the live stream or not, but she says, please do you see what might be going on with my mother's health? What organ should we focus on? The doctors don't know what's going on with her.
I'm being brought to the liver and the gallbladder. That's where I'm being brought to. Like that area. It's interesting. I'm not getting a lot of information on that. That's just the area they showed me, but they're not telling me what's
there. Just confirm it. It is the Janine in the live stream who asked that question. So if that helps any.
Yeah. Yeah, ask her if, I'm going to ask her if that's where the pain is. I just want to know if that's where the issue is so that I know I'm on the right track, because that's where they're taking me.
She says, yes, but she's having problems with her liver.
Okay. All right. So we're in need of detoxing the liver. She needs to go. Do you know where this Janine lives by any chance?
I do not.
Okay.
Give her about 30 seconds because there's a 30-second delay, but she'll probably pop up with a message.
Okay. If Janine can text me, I will give her the name of somebody that she needs to go to and take her mother.
Okay.
And then
Janine, you can actually use the app too to send the question, and I'll forward that on to Rita.
Yeah, it could email whatever. I will give her the information.
She says she's in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, so this is something that's going to have to be a phone call because this person's by me. But it can be done. Distance. It can be done through. She would have to be sent something physical for the mother to do. I'll explain it to her. I don't want to take up a ton of time, but I will.
Sure.
I'll give her the information, and then she could take it from there. But her liver needs to be detoxed. For okay. Sure. Yeah. Okay. All right. At least that I knew. You know. I just wanted to confirm that was the area and that I wasn't seeing something else.
And this is a good time to remind everybody, that's why we have the LOA Today app with the form for sending in questions or comments or anything. either for Rita or Linda or for Louis or Amy or for the stream of David or Cindy or Alex or Daniel or me, any of us, you know, that's what the forum is for. Send this stuff in, and we include it in the shows. So, you know, take advantage. And like she was saying, you know, Janine, use that to send a little message in, and I'll forward it on to Rita, and she can get in touch with you and set all that stuff up for you.
So, yeah.
All right. And then we also have a question from Keiko. And Keiko, you answered a question for last time. And I'll read it here. It should remind you a little bit. She says, thank you for taking the time to answer my question. I cheered up as I listened to it. It's funny that I felt that I don't deserve to get my question answered because I'm not worthy. Rita was spot on that I often feel guilty for no reason. It was surprising that my weight/body image issue came from my past life. Yes, I know it's all connected, and thanks for the advice. Do you see, or do you think I can release it without seeing a hypnotherapist?
I think anybody is powerful enough to do it. I think, though, that only she can answer that, because as far as I'm concerned, anybody could do anything. She has to be able to answer that and feel if she can do it. I think if she wants to do it, so I think the question is there something holding you back from the hypnotherapist? Like, wow, what if I really do lose this weight? Then who am I? And who am I without the weight? And then, you know, so we have to look at it like that as well. Like, look at all aspects of it. Ask why wouldn't I want to go see a hypnotherapist? Because it would happen quicker if she did. Because she can get out of her own way in the hypnotherapy. So I would, you know, ultimately, of course, it's her asking herself if she can, because I am a firm believer that anybody can.
And that's really true. Anytime that we're seeing a life coach or a therapist or anybody who's, you know, an energy coach like Linda, I mean, Linda, you probably run into this a lot, but people are getting help from you in the sense that you're helping them move along faster. Like Rita was saying, it's a way of kind of accelerating the whole process, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Helping them move along faster and teaching them how to do more of it for themselves. That's what I do anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I've noticed that the best coaches all want to help the person learn how to do it themselves. That, to me, when I see that as a marker, so to speak, about the person, that's when I know it's somebody I want to have on the show.
That's when you know you have a healer who's not in their ego. Because if I were in my ego, I wouldn't want them to think they could do anything for themselves, right? So that they would keep paying me to do it, you know?
Well, that's like that keeps going weekly, and that person, that psychic keeps taking the money, but there's, you know, nothing really major happening from week to week. So
it's almost like they're treating it like a crutch rather than a healing tool.
Right.
Yeah.
No, or the healer just really doesn't have your best well, I guess maybe some healers could have their best interests but still don't share what they can teach them how to do for themselves. But anyway, Rita and I are the kind that want to tell you, hey, look, you can do this. This is all you got to do is this.
100%. Because I had to learn that way too. You know, I had to learn at some point, hey, you can do this, you know. And I had a mentor that helped me, and then, you know, she retired, and you know, you get yourself to that point where you trust your own, you know, your own intuition. And listen, we're human, so even us, we sometimes need help from somebody. So we ask for it. You know, we'll ask a colleague, like I'll call Linda and say, listen, I can't even, you better just talk to me and tell me what's happening here. You know, so we all do that for each other. We just don't want to consistently have to do that because we want to be empowered. You know, we don't want to give our power away. Now, the good thing about going to a colleague, one of the colleagues, is they know that already. Like I go to Linda, she knows that. And I know that, so we can go to each other and not feel like someone's taking our power from us. Because they may
always a little thing that says, here, look at it from this perspective. And then boom, you get the epiphany right there. See? Just very like, good. Yeah.
I like that. Well, let's take we have a few minutes left in the show. Let's take a few moments just to talk about some things that people can do to address these kinds of things themselves. I mean, I know I'll speak for myself that one of the things I've been working on for some time now is learning how to feel more, feel the energy more, learn how to pick up messages. I mean, for the longest time, I'd listen inside, I hear nothing, you know, crickets. It'd be just really, really silent. Every once in a while now, I'm able to pick stuff up, you know, but there are people who are various degrees or levels of growing in this kind of way. What can you tell people in terms of what do you do in order to get better at this kind of thing?
Do you want to go first, Linda?
I would say the easiest thing, because, you know, when I'm working with someone, they know what I'm doing. They kind of can go with the flow of the types of things I do, and it's easier to teach them those things. But to break it down, like the most simplest thing is everybody has the power to maybe see a pattern or something or belief that they know that they believe and they wish they didn't or something like that, right? Because they know it's holding them back. Everyone has the power to just tell the universe, God, whoever, I choose to cancel this, delete and destroy this right here and right now. I'm just lifting it and giving it to the light. I'm letting it go. And just stand solid in that. Like, I choose, because I'm the creator of my reality, right? Everything is created by me. So I now choose. It's like you're declaring it to delete and destroy and uncreate everything that is contributing to this problem right here in my life. Why not? And if you don't believe it could be that easy, just keep doing it until it feels kind of normal to do it. Because your energy will start flowing with that more and more. Like, you know, belief is just about you keep thinking, right? So why not have any type of healing little tip that you get, keep using it until it becomes part of your normal thing to do. And then maybe you flow with it easier that way. Because at first it might just seem kind of weird. You're like, okay, universe, I cancel and delete and destroy.
I do it privately with a mirror and the door closed so nobody else can hear.
You have the power to heal anything. You can do it. We can do it for ourselves. We just don't really get that.
Right. Yeah. Right. You know, and Linda, I was hearing your words, and what Spirit says is you can turn it around and say also, I choose or I command the energy that I can recreate this, whatever's happening right now, recreate to something different.
In a way that comes more with joy or whatever, you know, you change around the whole energy of it.
Right. And Walt, they want me to tell you, there's plenty in the silence.
Oh, really? Okay.
There's plenty to hear in the silence. Yeah. The minute you said that, they were like, wait a minute. You tell him this. There's plenty to hear in the silence.
So what do I have to do differently in order to actually hear it?
You have to believe. You have to have the faith. Okay.
You don't have to hear it with your ears. You could hear it. You could just absorb it and know it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You can know it. You can feel it. You can. Sometimes you'll just get a thought that pops in your head. That spirit throwing a thought in your head. You know what I mean? Anybody who's clairaudient that can hear knows that it's not necessarily a different voice that they're hearing. But they know it's not them, but it's coming from someplace else, but it's not necessarily that they're hearing a different voice.
Yeah. In other words, they're hearing their own voice carrying a message?
Yes.
Okay.
They're hearing their own voice carrying the energy of that message.
And it's absolutely not something they had to try and figure out. It just drops in.
That's it. So the faith of knowing that that happens is what, where you're at, Walt. It's like, okay. So you think everything is silent, but there's a lot of shit happening.
The silent ain't so silent.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. I will go with that. I'm making notes as you're talking. Okay. So this has been good. I want to remind people, first of all, about the app once again. And that is, not only do we want you to use it to send in questions, but also that's where you can listen to the podcast episodes. There's also a lot of really cool courses in there. Linda has her High Vibe Living course in there. There's Dan Mangana's Money Game. There's also his Intentions, Beyond Intentions. There's Cindy Chavez, her Lovely Magician's Guide to Soulmate Success. So there's a lot of nice little courses in there. There's the meditation now from the Stream of David. That's a good one that's in there. And when we get your meditation, Rita, we'll include that in there as well. So take advantage and download the app, because you get all this good stuff. And it's all free. I mean, how good is that? Everything is free. So do that. And also take advantage of what we're doing for Thanksgiving, like we said at the top of the show. If you would like to, if you're interested in participating, just go to loatoday.net/gratitude, and it will allow you to make a little video message that tells us what you're grateful for. Give us like 3 to 5 things that you're grateful for, and we will include you in that show. So it's a way for you to become a part of the LOA Today show on Thanksgiving. What a better time to do it.
Yay.
Yeah, good stuff.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, it is awesome. Well, I'm actually thinking that this becomes maybe something we do a little more frequently. Right now we're kind of in the holiday season that we're entering, right? So after Thanksgiving, then for Jews there's Hanukkah, and for Christians there's Christmas, and plus it's sort of a general holiday season anyway. Well, there's going to be days where we aren't recording, like we won't record on Christmas Day, for instance. So why not do this kind of thing for each one of these high holidays that come along?
Yeah, why not do it for any holiday? Do it for Valentine's Day. Let's do it for, I don't know.
Well, true, yeah.
We do it for
anything. We do it for a lot of stuff, yeah. But to kind of get the habit, you mentioned earlier, it's about establishing the habit of just trying to believe. Well, it's also about establishing the habit of being grateful,
That's right. So
let's see what we can do to just help ourselves and help listeners become more grateful just by doing it more often. And
yeah.
Actually, another thought comes to my mind too. If we get enough of these together, at some point I can see that we get in front of a TV producer or something like that and say, look at all of these people who are grateful for the show. He says, I got to have that on TV. So all kinds of stuff could come out of this.
It was a method to his madness. There you go.
Hey, you got to aim for the stars, right?
That's right. Go get them, Walt.
Good stuff. So I just want to take a moment, because this is leading up to Thanksgiving, to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
This is going to be a different Thanksgiving, too, because with what's going on with COVID right now, everyone's being urged to not travel, to stay home, to keep the gatherings down, and so forth.
I'll go where I want to go. I'll go where I want to go and see who I want to see.
You go, girl. Get there.
We have free will, man. What happened to free will?
But I think you half answered my question. I was going to ask you guys, what are you planning to do on Thanksgiving? Are you planning to visit? Are you planning to stay home?
No.
You
guys my family will get together for sure.
Yeah, there's probably about 9 of us. It's a small gathering, but you got to do what's comfortable. You got to just do what's comfortable for you, whatever that is, because there are people that have underlying issues and they're afraid. And so they need to do it solo this year, or just with, a couple of their direct family members that are in their home. So be it. Whatever it is, it's like anything else.
Again, following their own will. We know what's right for us. If
you
think that it's better for you to have less around, then have less around.
Right.
Yeah, tapping into the feeling. That's really the most important part here, isn't it? Does it resonate? Does it not resonate? It's the one rule of thumb that always works, isn't it?
Exactly.
All right, good stuff. Well, then, once again, I wish you guys a happy and safe and healthy holiday season, especially starting with Thanksgiving. And the same thing to all of our listeners. Thank you to the live streamers for all of their great input today. And especially thank you to our podcast listeners as well. We'll see you all next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye, everyone.